Welcome back to Brutally Made. Today, I get to be on the podcast with my granddaughters. Say hi, Franny.
Hi.
And hi, JoJo.
Hi.
We're going to doodle today. What are we drawing today? We drew what? What are we going to draw? Seeds. So, Franny, what did you decide to draw today? What do you want to draw? What was the flower you picked? Yes. So Grandpa asked you if you like to what with sunflower seeds? Eat them. Have you ever eaten a sunflower seed?
Yes.
Yeah. Do you like them?
Yeah.
That's good. They're good for you, aren't they? But the flowers are so tall, they grow really, really tall, don't they? Yeah, they do. So Franny, you are how old?
6.
And JoJo, how old are you?
3.
You're 3, yes. And do you like to do art?
I like to do painting.
Painting. Franny, do you like art?
Yes.
What kind of art do you like?
Well, sometimes watercolor.
Yeah, you had some really cool pencils that we got to use today for doodles because you draw with them and you paint with them, right? Yeah, that's pretty cool. And then what else do we have today? What other supplies do we have?
We got some
Play-Doh so we can sculpt. Yeah, so today, everything we're going to talk about is how it's like so blue. Cool that the things that you love influence other people to maybe look at doing them too. So when Grandma said she was going to draw, Franny, you said you wanted to draw. And then JoJo wanted to draw. And then look, great-grandma is drawing, and so is Grandpa. That's pretty cool that you shared what you love to do and it influenced somebody to try it, right?
Yep.
Do you have friends? No, you didn't think it did it, JoJo?
Yeah.
I think it did. Is there something that somebody does at school that you would be like, I don't know how to do that, but now since you're sharing, I want to try it?
No.
No? Do you think what you like to do influences people at school to try it?
No,
you don't. I bet they do. I bet they see Franny do something really cool and like, I want to try that. I want to see what it's going to be like to maybe ride a bike or ride a scooter. Or draw a house, or an animal, or plant a flower. I bet that really does happen. You just don't realize it. I bet you'll talk about a game at school that you've never played, and somebody will go, well, I want to play that game too. Don't you think? Have you heard of a game at school that you've never played before and that you want to try?
No.
No? What about you? How about if you share a game? Do you think that would make some of your friends want to try it?
No.
Okay. How about a movie? When you hear about a new movie coming out, do you share it?
Yeah. There you go.
What about you? What about a movie, JoJo?
No.
Everything is a no.
No.
So what are the kind of things that you like to watch videos on when you're watching? Is it games or what? What do you usually like?
YouTube.
What's on YouTube that you watch? Are they cartoons or are they games or what is it?
Cartoons.
Okay. Are there certain ones, but certain names? What are they?
Cartoons.
Wee Baby Bears. And they are all kinds of episodes of Wee Baby Bears because you said there are baby bears and then they grew up and they're called what?
Wee Bear
Bears. Wee Bear Bears. So you've watched them from when they were tiny baby bears all the way to Wee Bear Bears. Do your friends at school watch those too?
I don't know.
You don't talk about them at school?
Oh, I don't.
No? No, you don't talk about it? I was just curious. I didn't know. So you just had a birthday party and you went to the movies with your friends. And what did you see?
Peppa Pig.
Was that good?
Yeah.
Yeah. Did your friends see that before your party? Had anyone seen that movie before?
I don't know.
Okay.
Grandpa.
Yeah.
I don't have any friends.
Grandpa's right there. How far did we travel to come see you, Fran? Do you know how many miles? How long was our flight? How long was our airplane ride? 5 hours. That was a long drive. That was a long flight, huh? But you know what? It would have taken us 5 days to drive out here. So it was a lot faster to fly. So I think that would influence you to come visit us by plane, right? You need to come to Ohio and see us by plane.
Yep.
So what are the other kind of things that you like to draw? Because today we're drawing seeds, but what are your favorite things to draw? You have a favorite animal. What is it? Axolotl. Yeah, that is pretty cool. An axolotl is what kind of animal? Is that an animal on the ground or in the water?
In the water.
And what? Why do you like an axolotl?
Cute to me.
They are cute. They look like they're smiling. Those tiny little faces. And then they have these things around their heads. What are those called? I can't remember what they are. They look like hair, but I don't think they're hair. Are they gills?
It might be.
They might be. Yeah, I'm not sure. And then they look like they have tiny little fingers. It looks like they have little tiny hands. And see, you have a whole collection of them. You've named them. What are the names of some of yours?
Jerry.
Jerry. And who else do we have?
Waffle Cone.
Waffle Cone. Okay. And then we have another. What's its name? What's this one?
Peach.
And oh, we have one more. Peach is right here. You can have her. She's right here. Yes, it is yours. And what its name is? Blueberry?
That was Blueberry.
Blueberry. Oh my goodness. When I was a little girl, we had dolls that had names of fruit, and they were strawberry shortcake dolls. Did you know that? Have you heard of those?
Yep.
Yep, you have. Yep. So you like your axolotls, and that's your favorite animal, but you have some pets at home. What are your pets?
Dog.
Uh-huh.
Fish.
Yes.
A new fish.
A new fish, yes.
3 fishes.
Uh-huh.
A shrimp.
Uh-huh.
You have a shrimp.
They have a shrimp.
And a frog.
And a frog. Yes, you do. And do you help take care of them?
Not too much.
Not, you help with Biscuit. You help with the puppy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. He, or she's a sister of Grandma's dog, right? Because Grandma has Biscuit's brother.
Yep.
Yep, all the way in Ohio. And you've been with Biscuit since you were born. Did you know that?
Kind of.
Kind of. So you... I would say you are an artist. Don't you think so? Do you like doing art?
Yes.
I know. And then you also draw digitally, don't you?
Yes.
What program do you use when you draw? Do you remember what?
It's called Procreate.
Procreate. And you have been using Procreate since how old? Do you remember when Grandma taught you how to use Procreate? You were? 3 years you've been using Procreate, and you love using your, you don't even like using the Apple Pencil. You use your finger to draw on your iPad. It's so good too. I took pictures of you drawing the book cover that Grandpa had read to you, and it was so good. You really like electronics. You're very good at art with that, aren't you?
Yep.
So do you like learning new things?
Sometimes.
What's your favorite subject in school? Because you're in what grade?
Kindergarten.
And what's your favorite subject?
Books.
Reading books. You are a phenomenal reader. I don't know what grade level you read, but it is way advanced. Because you can read an entire book with big, big words so fast. Out loud, And we are just like, our jaws are on the floor. And I love that. You have always loved books. But you know what? Your mom did too. When she was a little girl, she loved books too. And when she was 8 years old, she wrote a book. Did you know that?
No.
Yeah. And then grandma drew the pictures of it. And then I had it published so she could have a copy. So I can see you doing that one day too, because you have a very creative mind. So reading is your favorite subject in school, and you love art, and you love axolotls. Anything else that you love? You'd like talking about just your axolotls?
Sister.
Your sister. Yes. You've always loved your family. Definitely. So is there anything that you want to learn this year? Now that you're 6 years old, anything that we need to plan on you learning? And your daddy? Yes. Anything that you anything new that you want to learn? About how to ride a bike.
Yeah.
That would be, you were practicing yesterday and you're doing a good job. Hi there, Joan. How are you? Where's the camera? Uh-huh. Well, I just wanted to share what we were doing this week on the podcast and tell everybody that you were going to be on the episode. So thank you for talking to everybody with me today and talking about how important it is to do something new and how when you share what you love to do, it influences other people to try new things. Can you tell everybody to have a great weekend?
Have a great weekend.
Have a great weekend.
Say thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
And we will talk to you next time.
And we will talk to you next time.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.